is far betterment. Welcome and thank you for joining me on another episode of Far Betterment, the podcast where we learn new things about old friends and old things about new friends. First of all, I want to thank all of my supporters, everybody who's downloaded, who's subscribed, who's listened, and who follows us on social media. Thank you guys so very much for your support. It means everything to me, truly. And a special thank you to those of you who've taken the time out of your day to give us a 5-star rating. I cannot tell you how much it means to me that you would go out of your way to give us a 5-star rating and let everybody know that you enjoy and appreciate what we're doing here on Far Betterment. So thank you for that. If you haven't done so already, please don't forget to hit that subscribe button. You can find us on your favorite podcasting platform by searching for Far Betterment. Go ahead, Robin. You're on. Start it off.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Far Betterment. It's us again. I'm sure you're tired of me, but here I am. I'm still here. Ain't not going anywhere, I guess.
Ain't no one tired of you, baby.
Everyone is.
Nope. Well, the numbers are doing well still, so, which is surprising because the last couple things we've put out have been real garbage.
You heard it here, folks.
Yeah.
Garbage.
I have been so tired the last few weeks. Who would have known starting a business is so hard? Thought I was just going to walk in there and be like, what up? I'm here. Businessman. But nope. Nope.
If you don't know, he's being sarcastic, everybody.
Yeah, no, I think that the reason we are so tired is because I like to over-prepare for everything. Every single little tiny thing. So it's nonstop research, nonstop reading, nonstop
Andrew is like
videos.
That with everything in his life.
Even pooping.
Okay, this is new to me. Explain what you had to research about pooping.
Oh, it's an all-day affair. I need to make sure to eat my fiber. Taco Bell sometimes if it's having a hard time coming out. Mm-hmm. Taco Bell always lubes up the joints.
My God.
This is one of the better episodes.
Why?
Okay. Anyway, yeah, I like to over-prepare. And yes, everything in my life is nonstop preparation, but that's because I like to watch other people talk about
fail.
No,
first, so you don't do that.
No, definitely not. But I do like to watch other people, like videos and stuff of like what to do and how they did it, what they would have done differently, what they did right, and then I try to take those things and learn from them. So yeah, I like to prepare because I like the least amount of having to do things over the least amount as possible. So
we watch a lot of YouTube in this house
because YouTube is basically a factory of knowledge.
It is
like
there's a lot of garbage on YouTube. But
oh, sure,
a lot of
but the garbage is usually funny. I feel like if we put this on YouTube, it'd be in the garbage pile.
Oh yeah.
But I have fun doing it, and I think it's entertaining, and I think that like it's a great resource. The internet. Period is a great resource. Thank God we live in this world, because going back in time would suck. Even the 90s, like I remember the 90s.
How you have a
like,
flat tire? I had to like, nowhere. What you gonna do? If I wanted to change your own tire,
if I wanted to look something up today, I couldn't, unless I was at fucking school or a library, or I'd actually have to ask my mother to take me to the library.
Well, if you were 30, I hope you wouldn't have to ask your mother.
I'm saying in the 90s, though, I was not 30.
Okay.
Gotcha. I had to ride my bike somewhere to go, like, I don't know, to someone's house and ask for an encyclopedia. I don't know.
Or buy your own encyclopedia.
Yeah. Oh, no. Nuh-uh. I was poor. We didn't have the encyclopedia. We had the encyclopede. The I and the A were missing off the end of the book because we're so poor.
All right.
So anyway.
Seriously, like,
It's a lot to know, though.
Whenever you need to, like, change something on your car or something, you're like, how to do this on a whatever car you're doing it on. You find a video on that car and it tells you exactly what to do.
Yeah, and then we do it. Yeah. Because first of all, it's good to learn. It's good to be able to teach the kids. And it's good to, mostly, it's good to save the money on the labor. Yeah. Not that those people don't deserve that labor, but, like, damn.
You can save the money, save the money. That's not true with coffee. You always need someone to make your coffee, and you should definitely get it at our shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Don't make it at home.
Especially if you're on the go.
don't make it at home. Come to us.
But yeah, so being prepared, I think, is important to me. And yeah, I am one of those people that, like, I can't relax until everything's done. At all. So if something's not done, this podcast included, so I've been thinking about this for the last like 4 days because we hadn't recorded an episode.
And so, we're recording it with zero direction. Just talking.
Which is my preferred method of recording. If I'm honest, I like to just wing it. I've said that lots of times. But like, I'd like to prepare. And you're also one of those people that you don't like to prepare, but you like to plan. Yeah. So you will plan the fuck out of everything. So like, you've planned our decor, a lot of it. You've planned like the outside. You've planned all the wholesalers and suppliers. You've written the email. You've done the Instagram and created like so much buzz that our landlord heard about us. And we didn't even know he knew about social media as much as like he's heard, which is crazy. And so I think we make a pretty good team overall. But holy fuck, there's so many things to do before you even can get your permits to open a place. So hopefully this a little bit through this process, I mean, I don't want to talk about it too much because I think it sounds like preachy and braggy, but like hopefully us learning through this process, like we can help someone else who wants to go through this as well so they can learn from our mistakes and learn from the things that we weren't necessarily that we didn't know or that we weren't ready for. Like I would love to be able to tell somebody like, don't fucking do what we did. Do it this way instead. Because I think that's valuable to be able to offer to people. So yeah, if you have any questions about opening a business or starting a business or hiring employees or workers' comp or... We're not great. We're still learning every day.
Don't ask me. I have a itty-bitty tiny brain, but you can ask Andrew. Oh my God. He'll tell you.
Oh my God. See, we should talk about that, about how you always knock yourself down. And we have kids. Our kids.
Just talking the truth, speaking my truth over here.
Our kids are going to see this and then they're going to think like, oh, I'm stupid. And that's why we have to tell our kids how smart we are and how smart they are. And like,
they're smart.
Uplift them.
Asher.
Our oldest is fucking
he's
genius.
He's so smart.
He makes me feel stupid on a daily basis.
He'll say something. I'm like, I don't know. You're going to have to tell me about that and teach me because.
And we're supposed to be homeschooling this kid and he's nonstop telling us things. We're like, oh my God.
You need to homeschool us, Asher. You are too smart sometimes.
Love that kid. He's the best. He really is, especially with American history or history in general. He's crazy smart.
And countries like and states.
9 years old.
And
he knows all the, like,
he knows everything.
All the flags.
All the flags and all the states and
presidents,
all the capitals.
Like,
and
nuts.
He knows everything. And I'm like, ooh.
This has become the brag podcast.
Oh.
That makes me uncomfortable. I think that's a weird thing. Like, but I hate feeling like I'm bragging. That makes me so uncomfortable. Do you have fucking coronavirus?
I breathe heavy constantly. You always comment on it. It makes me very self-conscious. I try to,
just asking
I try to
I worry.
Turn my head.
I fucking worry.
So that I don't breathe into the microphone, but you could still hear it.
Okay, but like, check this out.
Anyone else worried about coronavirus? Raise your hand.
Yeah, we should talk about coronavirus. You know what? I don't know. I just...
I'm not super worried about it for, like, us, but, like, obviously it's bad for, you know, a lot of certain age groups. And
well, it's bad for at-risk people for sure. Yeah. Like immunocompromised people.
Yeah, we don't want immunosuppressed them to get that people.
That's scary. I have a cousin and her son. This I was talking about this with my cousin yesterday, my other cousin, and like it's pretty scary because they, you know, they have asthma. Like that really freaks me out. You know, like
is asthma a risk factor?
Big time.
It is, yeah.
Well, I mean, because I the coronavirus is lungs, a lower respiratory illness or infection, kind of. I guess it's not. Is it an infection or is it just a virus?
I don't know. I'm not smart.
Well, I don't know the answer either. That's what I'm asking. And obviously, I don't think you're dumb since I asked. Otherwise, if I thought you were dumb, I wouldn't even bother asking you. I'd go find it in an encyclopedia.
It's some kind of thing.
An encyclopede.
We don't have enough for the INA.
Or a pedia.
We should YouTube it. Why don't we YouTube it? Free.
For real.
Free knowledge.
Because I don't even know what to believe anymore with coronavirus. Do you?
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing is like there's so much information out there it's all conflicting and like no fucking idea what to believe at all.
We live in North Carolina.
By the way, it's here.
Surprise, it's here.
Surprise.
Just came out yesterday that it's here.
And it's very close to where we've been for the last 2.5-3 weeks.
I mean, like, yeah. It was at a restaurant
within
that
5 minutes
been
away
to,
from
but
us.
It's very close to where we are.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened was there was a person who was in Washington, which is where there's a major outbreak, and they were at the nursing home that has the outbreak, and they flew back to North Carolina. Now, don't blame them because they were unaware that they had it because they flew back on February 22nd, and it didn't
come.
Wow,
you'd really be stalking these people, huh?
let me finish. It didn't come out that the people in Washington had it until February 28th or 29th. So he was either here for like 6 or 7 days without knowing that.
Yeah.
The people in Washington had it, and then it just came out yesterday, which was the 3rd, that person has coronavirus. So he's been here for quite a while, just roaming the streets.
Shaking hands and spitting in people's faces.
He was
faces.
At a restaurant. I hope he wasn't spitting in people's faces. That's real rude. But yeah. He was at a restaurant downtown. That's all they've said so far. They, for some reason, won't tell us where he's been.
Except for Soka.
Except for the one restaurant, I wasn't going to name them. But
why? I mean, it's in the paper. It's public information.
Not, I mean, it's not their fault, obviously.
No, that's what I'm saying.
And they said they shut the whole restaurant down and bleached everything.
Yeah, which that's what I'm saying. Like, what's the big deal about using their name? Like, it's been announced in the paper.
Yeah.
And Soka's like a kind of a popular restaurant here. It's a really good breakfast place. We've been there.
Brunch.
Very brunch.
On Easter.
And it's really very close to our shop. Very close.
Okay. I don't get it because I've heard plenty of the times people say that you're contagious before you show symptoms. The guy clearly got it before. Well, maybe the people at the nursing home had symptoms.
But maybe they didn't. That's the scary thing about this virus is that
because
you could be asymptomatic for 14 straight days or never, ever have symptoms.
And be spreading. Well, that's what that's what I'm confused about because that's what I've heard. But then the doctors or whoever are talking about it here say no one's at risk or whatever. But it's like, well, how did he get it? Were those people asymptomatic at the nursing home?
Well, I don't believe I mean, they could have been, though, because of the timeline. I mean, he was here for 6 or 7 days before they
found out
that those people were sick. So they were probably infected.
So that's what I'm saying. Did he infect everybody on the airplane? some people on the airplane, and then everyone everywhere else he went in those 6 days?
That's the thing, is that it's, for me, it's really hard to believe or to not be skeptical that it's not jumping like airborne. It's weird, right? They tell you to stay 6 feet away from people.
Which is impossible.
Yeah. And like only like, and if you've had contact with somebody over like 10 minutes to like that you're at risk as well, which is nuts. Cause if it's not airborne, then as long as you don't touch those people and touch your face, like, why is it such a big deal?
Well, and, but isn't it because people are sneezing and coughing and those things can project up to 6 feet?
Yeah, but if it's sneezing and coughing, I mean, to me, that's, I guess it's not technically airborne since it's in the mist of your sneeze or cough.
Mm, but yummy.
But still, like, it just feels like it feels like we are being lied to constantly.
A little bit.
And so that's why I really don't know what to believe right now at all, because, like, when we were just talking about this in the car, like, should I be worried? Should I be not worried? Me and you were sick, and the kids were all sick last week. And I didn't go to the fucking doctor because, like, I didn't feel that bad.
Well, because we just figured it was a cold.
Yeah, but, like,
how do we know it wasn't corona?
Well, not only that, but, like, we were all downtown this entire week. All last week, the week before that. For the last month, we've spent almost every day downtown, which is where this guy is. And,
well, he was on Saturday at least.
Well, no, they live in Wake County, though.
They live in Wake Forest.
Okay.
Which is not downtown, so, but.
Which is where all of our employees come from.
Oh, yeah. All of our employees do live
in And our supplier and, like, so we've had some contact with Wake Forest. We've had a lot of contact in Wake County. And so, like, no, I don't think we had coronavirus. But my point is that they say the numbers are so skewed, especially, like, the mortality rate. So, like, if more people were reporting and more people were going to the doctor, the mortality rate would probably drop, you know. But they think, or what I've read is that they think that these cases are so minor or mild that people aren't even going to the doctor. So my point is, like, even if we had it, I didn't feel that sick that I just didn't go. And so
yeah,
if we did,
like,
have it,
cold.
Yeah, then we did not go and report. Like, we never would have said anything because it wasn't that bad. And it sounds like a lot of cases are like that. They're just not that bad. Like, I'm not going to waste my time going to the doctor, you know, like, if I just have a cold and I can just take, like, DayQuil and I'll just, you know, get through the day.
But then you give it to somebody and they die.
Exactly. Like, how fucked up is that?
Yeah.
Right? But a lot of cases are like that, it sounds like. And I was reading that even in China, that they think the numbers are so skewed, like potentially hundreds of thousands or millions of people who just either were asymptomatic or they just didn't go and report because it was so mild, or they were sick and it was just, you know, it wasn't hospitalizing or it wasn't worth a hospitalization and they got better. So it's crazy. Like, the mortality rate's probably a lot lower than
it
seems.
Well, they raised the mortality rate to 3.4% from 2%. Flu death rate is 1%. So that's quite a bit higher. But like you were saying, it's because a lot of people didn't know.
But when you have the flu, like, you know you have the flu. And you go to the doctor because
the flu's terrible.
Because you get, like, Theraflu and then you feel better.
I mean, remember the last time I had the flu? Oh,
yeah.
Man, that was terrible.
Yeah. Well, we don't even know because you didn't go to the doctor.
No, but I also didn't go. I didn't go anywhere. But
that's what I'm saying. Go, like,
you brought a pizza home, remember? And I kicked you out. I was like, you have to leave the room.
I mean, I think you had the flu. But you got vaccinated, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. That was years ago.
Oh, well. Because that's the other thing, too. It's like, we don't really get sick often in our house. But now we will. Because now we're, like, nonstop interacting with people, shaking hands every day. Like, and that's another weird world we live in, is not shaking hands with people now.
Oh, the guy today that we met said, sorry, not shaking hands anymore. We're like, totally get it. Cool with it.
And that's not the first time, like, that's happened in the last few days. Lots of people have said that same thing to me. And I'm like, all right. Which is weird because we're, like, usually making deals or whatever, like, signing papers, and usually you shake hands, but not anymore. Now we're like, nah, stay away.
Well, I mean, basically a few weeks ago when the CDC, I think, said it's, like, inevitable that America, it was before America had it, but they're like, it's inevitable that America's for sure going to get it.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I'm just going to accept it because there's nothing I can do. Like, there's literally nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
It was so crazy to watch, like, how fast it spread.
Yeah.
It, like, exploded. Like, I don't know. It was just weird. It was like,
well,
I don't know how to explain it. It was like,
it's like,
like a bonfire, like a forest fire.
That's why it's hard to believe that it's not airborne. Because also the crazy thing is that, well, if we believe what China said, which a lot of accounts say that maybe China had misinformed the public and hid it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they fucking lied. All right. Let's say they lied. And they didn't actually tell the truth about when it was discovered and the numbers.
Well, maybe they didn't know.
Maybe. But there's that doctor that definitely said, like, hey, this is coming.
Who died?
And what's crazy is that he died. Isn't that crazy?
No, because,
I mean, we don't know what happened, but, and I don't know if I believe in many conspiracies really, but like, it's crazy that he died because he's around our age, I think. And it's doesn't really kill people our age. But that's like the one death that I keep thinking about is this doctor. Like, what was different about him that he died? And so, yeah. Well, I'm going on the fact that, like,
he died of the virus.
Yeah.
But potentially did not die of the virus.
Potentially. Well, we don't know. Yeah.
No.
But what's crazy is that within, okay, say China was telling the truth and it started around December. Like, it only took 2 months for it to spread across the entire planet. Not every country, obviously, but, like, every continent almost, except for probably, like, Antarctica.
Penguins didn't get it.
No penguins in Antarctica.
Damn it. Get that out.
I'm leaving it. I'm leaving it. In fact, I'm leaving it and it's going as a hook. But no, like, it's pretty much touched every single continent. That's pretty crazy. In 2 months. And then, you know, they don't want to call this a pandemic or whatever. And I get it because they don't want to panic people, and maybe it's not much of one.
There are two penguins in Antarctica.
Oh, well, see, I'm the idiot then.
Emperor penguin.
Then there are no penguins above the equator then. So I'm an idiot and you are smart. See how smart you are? You see that? Look at you. You calling yourself dumb over there, knowing about penguins.
I did do in second grade.
God.
We had to do a research on penguins, and I picked, I believe it was the emperor penguin. I could be wrong. Don't remember anything about him other than,
well, fuck. Sometimes we read that penguin
book. What's that penguin book where he, like, has a house full of penguins? Do you know?
If you give a penguin a penny. I don't know. I made that up.
Oh, I don't think that was it.
So I'm going to write that book now. If you give a penguin a penny, he'll buy you lots of panties. That's not a good children's book. But that's the only P word that came to mind at this moment. We're going to use a different P word. If you give a penguin a penny, that's it. That is a short book.
We should not be authors.
No. Anyway, what are you looking up?
Oh.
About penguins?
Mr.
Still?
Popper's Penguins.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's the book.
I feel you. Yeah, so.
Anyway.
I don't know. Let us know how scared you are of coronavirus. I know a lot of our listeners are in Colorado. It's not there yet.
I just sent something to Tegan because I just saw there is somebody at a bank.
No.
Federal Center employee in Lakewood self-quarantine may have been exposed to coronavirus.
Mm.
But they're not showing any symptoms now.
Yeah.
So they don't know for sure if they have it or not.
But still scary that 14 days, a 14-day incubation period where you are completely, that's still the scariest thing to me. Is that you could just be carrying it for 14 days, infecting everyone around you with your little virus hands. walking around with your little virus hands. Sorry, I just had to scratch my back there.
With a fork?
It's the only thing I could find.
You're just eating dinner, and apparently.
It's the only thing I could find is a fork.
Sometimes I'm going to start walking around with a bottle of hand sanitizer and just being like, may I offer you a squirt?
I mean, we pretty much do walk around with a bottle of hand sanitizer. We've got one in the car and one in my backpack, and we carry it everywhere.
I'm going to just offer it to everyone I see, though.
That's fine with me. I think at this point we have to. But I like this no shaking hands rule. Because
I heard something about like the NBA. They're not allowed to. You're not like allowed to shake hands with.
Well, they suggested that you don't high five your teammates or fans. Oh, no. They suggest you don't high five fans anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that.
It's like a lot of crazy like things going on too and regulations. Like I just saw in Italy, like sporting events are going to be played without fans for the foreseeable future.
That's weird.
Yeah. No fans at all. Just. Playing a game there.
Wasn't it really bad in Italy?
I don't know. I think it is. But
Iran, I think, right?
Was it Iran or was it Iraq?
I thought it was Iran, but I don't know.
Well, that's tough for like third world countries. Not Italy, obviously, but like they really don't have the resources. And what else is crazy is like, why the fuck are we so unprepared? I mean, okay, I know why we're so unprepared, but, like, what the fuck were they thinking? Like, they knew it was coming for fucking weeks. But they knew it was coming for weeks. And here's the thing that they told us. It's all fine. Everything's fine. It's not coming here. Don't panic.
Because didn't build a wall fast enough.
But here's the thing is...
Or high enough for the planes.
Because here's the thing is, like, it was all about protecting the stock market, which sucks because
it didn't matter anyway.
Trust me, we know. We are in the stock market. So, yeah, we know. We know how much we lost. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Enough to make you cry. I'm crying right now.
I don't see any tears.
So, yeah. So that's what's going on. Coronavirus. Also... We talked about this the other day that we were going to use as a topic, and then we decided to wing it. But like, fucking kids have been driving us nuts. Yeah, let's talk about that.
That sounds mean.
Those guys have been apeshit crazy lately. Those guys have been nuts lately, though.
Yeah,
they've just been like off the wall. I think that part of it is that they're having a hard time with us being gone so much now. Because we were always with them.
And being busy a lot.
Yeah. And now we can't give them full attention, which is, that's for anybody out there like thinking of starting a business and you have kids and like you get to spend all the time with your kids. That's the hardest part for me and you, I think. It's like, this is going to change our lives completely. Like we see our kids all the time, every day we spend, you know, all of our time with them. We homeschool and stuff, so we really get to be around them. And so it's just nice. Like that's how we've always been. That's how our family is. Like we just love to be around each other. We don't really ever get sick of each other. I mean, well, me and you, we have arguments, of course, like anybody else. But like the kids, we just always want to be with them, even when they're being nuts. But lately, they've been fucking insane. Yeah. And... I don't know. I think they're so bored and so, like, our oldest told me he's sad the other day and he's going to miss us a lot and stuff and he doesn't want his life to change. So that makes me sad. But I know I know this is really good for them, though.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, what have they been doing? Like, we'll take them to the coffee shop and they just think it's run.
Like a play place,
yeah, they, it's like, and they're so screamy.
Yeah, one of them especially.
Yeah, but the two little ones are just like yelling nonstop. And the oldest one is just, he's pretty quiet. He just hangs out. He's good. He hangs out and plays on his iPad. Do you remember being like that ever?
What?
Running around? Nuts, getting yelled at?
Nah.
Oh, I was. I was crazy. Oh, that's true. What are your emotions?
None.
Why?
Don't know.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. You brought it up. Let's talk about your non-motions.
Keep them inside.
Oh.
Package them up and wrap them with a bow nicely.
Oh. Are they wrapped or are they mostly...
They're probably wrapped how I wrap, just like crumbled up.
Garbage. Probably. But why do you think that is, Robin? Where'd you get that from?
I don't know.
Do you think that... Do you think that you do that to the kids? Potentially?
You've said I do, so... Sure.
I think you might be slightly judgy sometimes towards our lovely children.
No, I'm not judgy towards them.
Especially when they're assholes.
Okay.
I don't know. It's weird to me to feel like annoyed by them. Like Asher, no. But the other two, I'm just like, all right, I could do without this for maybe 20 minutes, which I've never felt like that, you know? Not really. It's weird to me. It makes me feel really guilty. Which after 3 kids, I feel like you shouldn't feel guilty about anything anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well...
Oh, excuse me. Anyway, are you going to participate? What's going on with you these days, Robin? What have you been up to?
I've been participating.
What have you been up to these days?
Opening a coffee shop.
Okay, but what else? Like, what's been going on?
Talked to my friend on the phone today.
How's she?
She's good.
Good. That's good.
She's really good.
Yeah, that's good. Good. Shout out to your friend.
Hey,
Dan. What else has been going on? You catch us up on your life.
We had a meeting today with somebody and they didn't show up. That was upsetting.
Oh, that really pissed me off. That was upsetting. And I'll tell you why.
Okay. I'm listening. I'm
first of
it.
All,
okay.
She came at us like, no, this is absolutely the only time I can do this.
Well, okay.
Otherwise, I can't meet
with
you.
We were trying to get a partner with her.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fairly large company in North Carolina.
In North Carolina.
She wrote back and said she was interested and to give her more information. I gave her more information. She never wrote back. So I rewrote back to her because, you know, could have gone to junk mail or whatever. She wrote back again and apologized. Said, no big deal. Understand. She's like, can we meet sometime? I told her when we could meet. She wrote back and said, couldn't do it. She can only meet the 4th, 5th, or 6th. We had already had plans those
days. To save gas.
To save gas because she
number
was going to be.
Number one strike for me was.
Because she was going to be in Raleigh. Her location's in Durham, which is only like a 20-minute drive.
Yeah.
40-minute drive maybe.
So it's literally the drive we make every day. Raleigh is not 40 minutes. It's 45 from us.
I gave her a benefit of that. Anyway.
From us, it's 45.
We moved around our entire schedule and said,
literally.
Okay, we will meet you this day because we were very excited about partnering with them. Today was that day. We waited.
I wasn't. She's a culture vulture.
And she did not show up.
You know what else upset me?
So
that
we
maybe
upset.
You might not have noticed.
What?
But I did address in my email back to her. Was that she waited until 10 p.m. to apologize. To say, oh my gosh, I didn't even know. Like, really? You guys close at like 5 or 6 o'clock and you didn't notice that you had an appointment until fucking 10 o'clock?
I had called to see if I could get a hold of her to figure out what the heck was going on. Mm-hmm. And a different employee took a message for us.
And you spent all day long, the entire day, not looking at your calendar at all?
Well, she clearly didn't put us in her calendar.
I don't care. She's the one who chose the date. She's the one who set the appointment.
That's the part that upsets me.
We canceled the trip to Disney for this.
I tried to get her to come out next week, and she said, no, it had to be this week on these days. And I said, okay, fine. We will move our schedule, and you can come out this day.
And this just doesn't happen in the professional world. Like, it shouldn't. If you want to be a successful person, period, not even just in business, but just like in general. If you want to be a successful person and also be the kind of person that like builds relationships and be the kind of person that people can depend on, or like I could never, like she's lost our business for sure. And we were going to use her all summer.
Well, the other popsicle place just wrote back right now.
Well, I wasn't going to say what product they were, but hey, they're popsicles. But anyway, like if you want to, like how can you run a business and not take things like this seriously?
Well, it made me feel like she didn't take us seriously.
No, she didn't at all.
Because she, first of all, didn't write us back the first email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's
if
not
she
cool.
wouldn't have demanded those days so she could save gas, like, which fucking eye roll. Okay, I don't care about your gas. I have to drive to see you, but you need to save gas. Then come meet me at my fucking house. Like I would like to save some gas too, but I'm trying to meet you halfway. It's not like, oh, listen, this is the most convenient thing for me, so you guys come to me and do it on a day I can do it. After we had already told her we couldn't do it then. And then she insisted, basically, like, if you don't meet me now, I'm not going to meet with you for like 2 or 3 weeks. And then you don't even show up. And we moved appointments. Like, our coffee supplier was supposed to come down today. I pushed them to tomorrow, though, so that we could meet with this fucking person. And our electrician could have come today, but I pushed them till tomorrow. And those two things are way more important. But she was getting the same respect because it was the only time that she could meet with us. And she was getting the same attention because it was, to us, an important supplier for the summer.
Yeah.
It was a very important wholesaler and probably would have been quite a bit of our business. And would have probably done well in that area, especially since we have an outdoor space and a space for dogs and stuff. Like, it would have been pretty big. And I would say probably would have ended up being like 30-40% of our business over the summer, which is crazy.
I don't know about that, but...
No, I think it would have been.
I don't know, but I just don't know, just in general.
We don't know, sure, but just to give an estimation based on the things that we have and the weather and how hot it gets here, I think that it would have been a huge part of our business over the summer. And instead, she decided to not even take us seriously enough to remember.
Or email us and say she couldn't make it or whatever.
Or call or anything. And she didn't give us any contact information so that if she didn't show up or was late, we couldn't even call her. All we had was her store's information and they had no way to contact her, which I think is complete bullshit because what if the place burns down? You guys don't have her phone number? But they wouldn't give out her phone number. So, like, she didn't even take it seriously enough to mention it to the employees that she had a meeting or anything. She just didn't bother coming. So, I will never work with this person. Ever. They could come pay me to purchase their product and I wouldn't take it. This person, like, that's how seriously I take being late. Because when we have an appointment, I'm not fucking late.
Well, okay. Being late is not.
No.
What she did was not okay. Being late is not.
Okay, here's a great example. Here's a great example. During interviews, we had one person who was late. Yes?
Yes.
He called us like a responsible person.
Emailed us, but yes.
And told us, he didn't have our phone number at this point. So he emailed us and let us know what was going on, and then he showed up. And he was apologetic, and we understood. I mean, because you're late. Big deal. That's fine. As long as, like, you at least let us know. So we're not sitting there stupidly waiting.
Yeah.
Like the other two no-shows that we had.
Yeah.
Didn't even call or write or anything.
Yeah.
To let us know they weren't coming. They just decided. But you know what? I expect that from interviews. I expect a certain number of people to just not show up. Because it's an interview and people are looking for multiple jobs. Maybe they found one already or whatever.
You should still let the person know, but yes.
Sure, you should. It's irresponsible. But for an interview, I expect it. For business to business, never should happen. It's inexcusable. Like, our employee was late, he apologized, and then we gave him a fucking job because he was that impressive. Not only did he take responsibility for being late, and, you know, we understood, and it was, you know, a one-time thing, but then he was impressive with his knowledge and deserved a chance. But this lady, no chances, because it's business to business. And if we would have shown up late to, I don't know, or just not even shown up late, if we wouldn't have shown up to a meeting with our land, with our landlord, or, you know, whoever, any other business, a wholesaler, anything, like, we wouldn't deserve that contract. We wouldn't deserve those wholesaling relationships.
I mean, I feel like she didn't. Even in the email she wrote, the apology email, she even said, I understand that you probably don't want to work with me anymore, I think is how what yeah, she
like,
said.
She said, I understand if you never want to reschedule. It's like, what?
Is that how you
do business? Like, I would be begging for another chance. Even if I didn't take them seriously, just so I could not look like a piece of shit.
Like, well, that's why it kind of made me think, like, she didn't take us seriously and didn't.
Those are strong words. I apologize. Not like a piece of shit, but like an irresponsible person. Like a person who doesn't take business or her company seriously.
Well, that's what I was saying. That's why I said I don't think she took us seriously
or cared
about our business at all.
Well, and I don't expect her to care about our business.
Well, no, but cared about the business relationship between the two of us.
Yes. Sure. Yeah, like, I don't get that. When somebody offers us something, like even people we haven't intended to work with, I'll still give them a chance and I'll still meet up and I'll still talk to them, you know, for the most part, unless I absolutely know, like, no, this is going to be a waste of everyone's time. Then, you know, if I know it's going to be a waste of everyone's time, and this has been great, like, practice for me, I think, because I'm not very assertive. But I feel like just in the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've had to be a lot more assertive and I've had to say no. And so if I know 100% I'm not going to work with you, I'll let you know right away. Like, I don't just string you along. I don't think that's fair to anybody. And like, if I think there's even a chance you might impress me, or if there's a chance, like, you might change my mind, then I'll meet with you and I'll be there and I'll be on fucking time. I'll be waiting for you. You know, you won't be waiting for me. I just think that that's this lady. Like, just, I cannot believe that she, maybe this is just me being black and white, but I can't believe she runs a successful business. Like, it blows my fucking mind.
Well, maybe she's not usually like that. Maybe she just didn't think we were
serious.
Maybe she saw the place that we are located used to be not in a nice neighborhood. Maybe that's how she thinks of it now.
Maybe
she doesn't realize that the problem. Whole
it's a really nice
entire area has been redone.
It's so nice. We're shocked we got it. Like, it's so nice. We go there every day and we're like, wow, what the fuck did we do? Like, to you know, to have this. But again, it takes a little bit of luck, of course, but also, like, the hard work that comes after it, like, you can't fake that. You can't luck yourself into the work. Like, there's so many things to do that if you don't do them, you're not even allowed to run the business, first of all. But second of all, there's no way you're going to fucking make it. We don't know if we're going to make it, but I know that we've done what we're supposed to do, and we've prepared enough that at least we've given ourselves a chance. We might completely fail and fall on our faces. That's a risk that we're taking. But I'll never, ever not take the risk, because I'd rather try and fail than think, you know, the rest of my life, wow, I wish I would have fucking done that. Like, this could change our kids' lives forever.
Maybe we'll be like the next Starbucks.
I hope not. That sounds like a lot more work.
Yeah.
I'll be having a heart attack soon.
No?
What? Yeah, probably. So much stress.
Well, anyway, should we wrap this up? We still had stuff we had to do.
Sure, but moral of the story, fuck that lady and her not taking it seriously. I'm going to prove to her when I fucking go with somebody else how much business we would have brought her. Like, that's my mindset when things like that happen. Like, it motivates me so much that I'm almost glad it happened. Because that kind of shit just, like, motivates me.
All right, then be motivated and let's do this.
Okay, finger guns.
Bye-bye.
Really? That's how you're going to end it? Let's do this. Bye.
How would you end it?
I don't know. Some kind of life lesson.
Okay.
Go ahead. Everything is temporary. Yep. Everything's super cool.
Bye.
Andrew out. And that concludes another episode of Far Betterment. Thank you to all my listeners. Thank you to all my subscribers. And thank you to everybody who's rated the podcast so far. If you haven't subscribed, you can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Apple, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including where you're listening to podcasts right now. And please, please don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us tremendously. I can't tell you how much it helps us. If you want to give us anything less than 5 stars, please don't. There's really no reason.